Vipers podcast, Wednesday, June 12th. Carteliet is here. How we doing?
I missed the cartel idioms.
Do you like being cartel or cartino more from me?
Cartel, I think.
I really like cartino, but I can tell you don't like it, so I kind of stopped.
Ron Artest was always a good one for me too.
Yeah, but then I mean Artest kind of RIP'd himself, you know, the whole name change.
That's true. Carter World Peace.
If you were to change your name to something completely random, like numbers or inanimate objects, what would it be?
Probably change it to just Brody.
But that's like an actual name, though, I feel like.
Or Cat. Just straight up Cat. Cat Elliott. Shout out to Cat Barber or Cat Baber, NC State point guard. One of my favorite Balls Life mixtapes.
You would not drop the Elliott? You would just be Cat Elliott?
I might drop the Elliott, just be Cat.
I feel like just one word, just Cat.
Just Cat. That's it.
I like that. That's pretty good. I feel like you could come up with a more creative last name, though, or second name.
I could, but also just Cat.
Just Cat.
This goes crazy.
Yeah, we get it. It does. Okay. Well, welcome back to the show. How's vacation going?
It's going pretty good. A little bit rainy, a little bit overcast for my liking, but I can't complain. I'm relaxed, and I think that's what's most important in life.
Yeah, get some good R&R.
Oh, I miss R&R.
Man, R&R. How many more days of vacation do you have? You're there till Friday?
I'm there till Friday. I fly out Friday morning.
Wow. Are you already like getting sad that like it's slowly approaching, or is it still?
Yeah, I'm awful at that. I was literally on the flight here. I was talking about what time we need to leave on Friday for the air. Like it's bad. That's all I can think about. Greg, can I have a moment to myself real quick? Like just a quick opening.
Of course.
All right. I was bad in fucking school. Now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. Just walked out the 11th store, pair of shoes, $12.50. If you want to boss up your life, all you got to do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club. They know I'm a walking ticket. I'm a presidential leaving the club. We ain't stopping at no lights. You want to be the boss, you got to pay the price. Left wrist on froze, look like a bag of ice. I'm driving this Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life.
What was that?
Hmm?
What was that?
Like what I just did?
Yeah.
It's just a moment.
Was that like, are you reciting that for any particular reason?
Well, it's probably one of my favorite songs right now, but it was just a moment. That's it.
But you're not a big moments guy.
Usually, yeah, but in that moment, I felt the need.
Okay. All right. It's rare you leave me speechless, but here we are.
YouTube comment of the day?
Sure. Go ahead. Okay. Kick us off.
Our YouTube comment of the day comes from Leslie3820. Oh, the life of an IU fan. I'm not going to set my expectations too high. I'm going to stay even keeled. Maybe I'll crack a smile if we make the Final Four. Okay. Come on now. This seemed to be a little bit of a theme on our positivity segment yesterday. I don't think people liked it as much as I think they should, because I think they think they're setting themselves up for failure. But let me extend this positivity olive branch to you, any fan out there, whatever team you are. You need to set your sights high, all right? Setting the bar low, being scared is not the way to go. Come in there confident, and yes, you might get hurt, but coming in there with the right attitude, coming in there with positivity, I think will do wonders. And honestly, that same thing could probably be said back to myself, and I might deny it, but I'm trying to extend it to you that's what should happen.
Mm, got it. Yeah, never be scared. Is that a Carter Elliott MO?
Unless it's a spider.
Is that your biggest fear?
Yeah, I think spiders, drowning, and... I don't know, maybe honorable mention, my wife leaving me.
It's a good honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your littlest fear?
My littlest fear?
Yeah, people always ask, like, what's your biggest fear? I feel like
I mean, technically spiders.
it's more interesting to say, what's your littlest fear?
Michigan State center rotation, food allergies, and then I don't know, like running out of gas.
My littlest fear is getting in the shower when the water's too hot.
Why is that a little, why? Because you like scalding your skin?
Oh, I'm just like afraid that like somehow, some way the water's gonna have a mind of its own, and like I think I know I have it at the right temp, but I get in and it just burns me.
Is Mal one of those people that has a shower like scalding temperatures?
I don't think so. I'm definitely a hot shower guy.
I thought that was like a girl thing. Like
That's amazing.
Meg puts the shower just like absolutely scalding hot. Like I don't know how she does it.
I mean, I like hot water. Like, I'd rather be in a hot tub
I
than.
mean, yeah, but you don't want to burn, like you don't want the water to hurt you while you're showering.
Would you rather be in a hot tub or a pool?
Pool.
Okay with the answer to that question? What's going on?
Well, originally I was gonna land on a hot tub, but I was like, I kind of like the pool.
Are you a big water-bound creature?
Yeah, I used to have this running trope. It's actually still a running trope. I still use it. It's been going on like 14 years now. I had this theory that at some point in my life, if I went down my ancestral tree, there was dolphin in my family because I'm special in the water.
I don't know that that's true. I've only seen you in the water, I think, once. It's kind of crazy you and I haven't been on like a lake together more. But for my bachelor party, the only thing you did in the water was drag our boat across the entire lake.
Something a dolphin would do, right?
I don't think so. I don't think that's how a dolphin works. Okay, let's move on to the Discord. Join the Discord, $9.99 a month. Support the show. Like we said, we are scaling this out. We're building out people to help us make cool things. Deterp went viral pretty much on social for us in day one of helping us create some social graphics to promote the things we work on the show. And we are trying to at least like pay him a little bit. We got people on payroll these days, and money that comes in through the Discord is money that ends up going out so we can give people opportunities to hopefully help us grow the platform and help themselves get into college basketball a little bit. And we read the comments every single day. We start today with Confused Illini fan, who says, "Is watching on YouTube still the best way to support sleepers? I've been doing that ever since I heard it a few months back."
Yeah, I think that's definitely probably the best way to support sleepers and, you know, get us in the algorithm, get our reach out there. But the best way to do that is by actually joining the Discord to support us for the low cost of $9.99 a month when you join on your phone. Join on your phone, not, I'm sorry, join on desktop. If you join on desktop, it's $9.99 a month. We don't want you to be part of those fees. Joining the Discord is one of the best ways to support us. YouTube is also a good way. And because of that, shout out to our new Discord members, Quentin. Is one. Zook 1644 is another one. Also, shout out to Insidium and Agent Double Zero as well, and Purdue Fox joining the Discord. We appreciate you. Discord is a great way to support sleepers. We highly recommend joining it for the low cost of $9.99.
Yeah, good day for the Discord signups yesterday. Also, I believe Connor Hope got in there, and then there you can like join the Discord just to like join it, but then you actually have to pay to receive access to everything. I don't think Connor's done that yet, but I know Ulamog responded right away and was like, he could tell that's Connor Hope. Like, Ulamog's always out here recruiting when he sees a big name. Would be cool to get him in there. Yeah, if you're just watching episodes and you want to know what benefits us the most, it's YouTube. We make more money off of a YouTube view than we do off of a podcast listen right now. So do that. Keep doing that, please. iManer says, "Why don't more people passionately hate UConn? Right now, I feel like they are everything people claim to hate about Duke, especially Cam Spencer and Dan Hurley's antics."
No, because I think UConn carries themselves completely different than Duke. And UConn fans are also completely different than Duke fans as well. I like Hurley's antics. I like Cam Spencer's too. Duke just does lame things to me. Like they're just like lame. Like the every time we touch is lame. I think a lot of the things they do is just it's just lame.
Nothing about UConn is lame, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cam Spencer would have been a great Duke player.
He would have been, but because he wasn't on Duke, he wasn't lame.
I like that. DK Hurley Truther, our resident UConn fan, says, "So, how was your Monday?"
Honestly, it wasn't that great. It was not that great because we didn't get the chaos that we were thinking might ensue.
For content purposes, Hurley leaving would have been so much better than Hurley staying. But Monday was all right. We had a good day outside of that. Guy says, my cat Tyler is sound asleep next to me. He doesn't know that Northwestern just got a commitment from future four-time National Player of the Year, Phoenix Gill. How should I tell him?
I think the most concerning part of that is naming your cat Tyler.
I'm really confused about that, and I'm scared for Guy.
Who's Phoenix Gill?
Kendall Gill's son.
Oh, is he
Yeah.
good?
I was debating doing a video with you on it today, but
Really?
yeah, he just committed to Northwestern yesterday. Apparently Illinois wouldn't take him or wasn't seriously considered. And yeah, this might be like a Boo Booey replacement.
Oh yeah, I the guy they got from Fairfield, I actually like Leach, I think is his last name. I think he could be really good too. Wait, did Illinois not want him or did they miss? Where does he fall?
I don't know. I have not
Okay.
researched it enough to stay or to say.
Okay.
So that they didn't want him.
They didn't want him. Okay,
They
got it.
didn't want him. Coleman's Burner says, is Illinois' biggest offseason addition Orlando Antigua?
Yes.
I think Orlando will help Illinois' program more than any individual player they've added thus far will.
Is that an Antigua boost or a indictment of who they brought in?
It's an Antigua boost.
Okay. Second.
Bam Bam Boswell was a close second. Janny Boy Terp says, in your bracketology exercise, Maryland was the team with the biggest disparity between the two of you in terms of 24-25 expectations. As a Terp fan, please explain where you both see Maryland and how confident you are from a 1 to a 10 that they will end up where you predicted.
Great question. I think my confidence for Maryland comes from I was a Deshaun Harris Smith believer coming out of high school, and I know he was so bad last season. I really do. And I'm not saying he's going to be incredible this year, but I do see him making some improvements coming in the year too. I love Gillespie. I think Gillespie's a hooper. I love Derrick Queen. Julian Reese was very productive last year. And they also got Selton Miguel, I believe is his name. Like I think I like the pieces. Kevin Willard scares me, which is why I just can't be as confident as I want to be in the Terps. But I would put it at like a level 7 confidence. I truly believe that Maryland's going to be good this year.
Okay. Yeah, this is one we're just gonna like go to war on all season long, I think. I would say I'm at an 8 that Maryland will be not good enough to be in the NCAA tournament picture. The reason why is I believe very strongly that the players that left Maryland are better than the players that are coming in. It is as simple as that. I think Jameer Young is significantly better than Jacoby Gillespie. I think that like Selton Miguel. That's a guy. He'd be all right. Jordan Geronimo, like, okay, got it. I think the big wild card, like what could prove me wrong is Derrick Queen is just awesome. But we've been through this, I feel like, with a bunch of other teams. Why was everyone so concerned about Indiana's front court, but we're supposed to just act like Derrick Queen and Julian Reese works? I don't get that one at all. I don't. To me, if you're really going through it, last year, Maryland had three good players. Everybody else was a disaster. Jameer Young and Dante Scott, out of the three good players, were the guys who hurt you the least. I thought in your good moments, Jameer Young was awesome and Dante Scott was making shots. There were a bazillion games that Maryland was bad and Julian Reese was awful. He fell off a cliff. So if I was Maryland, I would have wanted those two back. I would not have necessarily wanted Julian Reese back. I think this roster could have made more sense with Derrick Queen alone in the front court without Julian Reese. And you downgraded from Jameer Young, you downgraded from Dante Scott. I don't see how this team isn't anything but a watered down version of what they were last year. We're going
Fair
to be
play.
very split on that.
Yeah, we are. I'm interested to see how it plays out. I think it'll be fun,
I
at
also
least.
got spurned by Maryland. Last year I said they were the third best team in the league, like very clearly on paper.
I was
So
with you too, and they hurt me. And here I am again. I'm toxic relationship card, just right back at it.
Guy says Gloria Nevarez or Brett Yormark. I'm taking Nevarez any day of the week. She's an absolute dog. Who are these people?
I don't know who either of those people are.
Zook 1644 says if Illinois were to land Riley, do you think anyone will leave like Trey White?
I don't think so, to be honest. Like, are talking about like this, like before the season leaves? No, I don't think they would.
It could happen. Anybody who portaled could leave. Like if you're allowed to decommit and portal elsewhere if you were in the portal.
Oh, you are? Like,
Yeah.
even don't you like sign though from the portal? Is it?
I don't know, but I don't think the Illinois players are officially signed yet. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I could see it. I don't know. It'd also be interesting to know like what they told Trey White. Like, is Trey White, was he promised a starting role? Like, what was, I wonder like what hit the pitch was to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's unlikely anyone would leave, but I don't think it's necessarily us speculating. I think Illinois fans have speculated if Will Riley comes in, there will be some wings that are a little frustrated that they have to come off the bench now. Guy says, I watched some tape of this Braylon Mullins fella. Still want to be out because his name is Braylon, but he's got some solid athleticism. Too much athleticism to be a Big Ten guy. He's going to conferences with real athletes like the Big 12 or the SEC.
Okay, first of all, I don't know what about Braylon Mullins tape or what tape he saw that says he's too much of an athlete. Like that never crossed my mind while watching his tape. He actually seems like the perfect level of athlete for the Big Ten, if that's where you want to put it. Yeah, I don't know. His offer, his month has been crazy. Like his offers have just been left and right from every single school. Unfortunately, like any dreams that I think some Big Ten team schools had, like a Michigan State or something like that, went out the window because the big dogs got involved. He got the Duke offer, he got the UConn offer. That's tough.
Yeah, the people love Braylon, and I think it's well deserved. But I don't know that I agree with Guy's characterization right now. Two more comments for today. Purdue Fox says, my fiance is convinced that we can do every home project in existence instead of paying someone to do it. She's extremely talented at this, but I am not. This results in me usually just spacing out, sitting around until she asks me to lift and hold something into place. Normally, I just try to envision how the next Purdue season will go. I convinced myself that Braden Smith would redshirt his freshman year, and we'd convince Eric Hunter Jr. to take a COVID year at Purdue to run point one more time while daydreaming like this. This is clearly bad for my health, as whatever I picture the season to look like is really, really dumb. I also convinced myself Purdue would lose more games this year and route to an Elite Eight run at this time last year. To preserve my health, what would you suggest I think about instead during this time of zoning out while waiting to lift something into place for my fiance?
Why do I feel like you have the exact answer of what he needs to be thinking about?
So I used to do this whole daydream college basketball, my team exercise, but it was when I was on flights back when I like really didn't like flying. It was I would like, oh, ooh, I like what is Caris LeVert gonna look like next year? That was what I used to do. I would recommend this rather than doing like what can my team look like, think about what your enemy team will look like in the worst case disaster mode. Like what could really go wrong for Indiana next season, if you're a Purdue fan, and convince yourself there's going to be like departures mid-season.
Yeah, that'd be a good. Okay, I like that. I
It's
might
fun.
try that, and I'm not even like a Purdue fan. Like thinking of Indiana just crashing and burning and Woodson just like going out bad. It brings a smile to my face, kind of.
Okay, let's move on to the final comment. D. Crump says, to say this Celtics team wouldn't make it out of the conference finals in normal years is diabolical. This is by far the best team they've had since 08. Their numbers have been historically good, and they have only lost 20 games all year.
I mean, look at their path to the finals, man. I feel like that speaks for itself.
The numbers do speak for themselves. They were a great regular season team. They are a great playoff team in this NBA. My issue is with this NBA. It's not with the Boston Celtics, who are benefiting from being in this NBA.
Facts.
But it's also this is why I hate the NBA dialogues, because like there's no way to prove anything I'm saying. There's just not. I'm just doing the this is what I believe, and I won't be disproven. And like all you can point to is the fact that they are winning all these games. There's nothing you can say. Like they are historically dominant as far as winning games goes this season, both in the playoffs and regular season. It's just my eyes tell me this is the least competitive top tier that I've seen in like 27 years in the NBA.
Stanley Cup playoffs been Stanley Cup finals have been more enjoyable. Shout out to the Edmonton Oilers.
You know what's been more enjoyable for me?
What?
Playing the mini games on NBA2KLab.com. They've got some
Ooh.
awesome stuff over there. These guys at 2K Lab are just constantly making things that enhance your NBA 2K playing experience. They've got the best badges, best jump shots for your my player, etc. They also have mini games that any basketball fan will love. Right now, they have an NBA draft simulator up that features our big board 1 through 75 rankings extremely prominently. All the players in the NBA draft simulator on NBA2KLab.com are sorted by the Sleepers Media big board rankings. They've also got like team guessers. Where did players go to college? It's a really, really fun site. You could literally spend all day playing the mini games over on NBA2KLab.com. Link is in the description of this video. Go check it out. Topic number one today, Cart. I'm stealing an idea from the great Jonathan Givony, from the great Jeremy Wu. Is that okay with you?
What is, does that make you Robin Hood?
Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor, right?
Yeah.
Who are the people that like steal from the poor and give to the rich?
We're stealing from Gavoni and Wu. I'm pretty sure they're rich.
I would hope they're rich.
Yeah. So like they're who steals from the rich and gives to the middle class? I guess we do.
Yeah, maybe that's us in this case. I don't know. I don't know. Point is, I stole their idea. They are doing this for NBA prospects. It's an ESPN Plus, I believe, article. And I know that because I am an ESPN Plus subscriber. I just hate the login. The login thing is really hard.
Hey, wait a damn
No, I
second.
paid for my own. I
You
stopped
did?
using yours. Yeah,
You
I
stopped
paid for
using
my own.
my?
I
Hey,
paid
good
for my
on
own.
you. Good on
Yeah.
you. All right.
I grew up a little bit in the last 6 months, Cart. Honestly, I think you changed your password and that was a sign for me to move. Anyways, here we are. They went best skill sets for every NBA draft prospect. There's like 20 categories they chose, and it's like best blank, and then the player that they think fits that category. I want to do that, but with college basketball for next season. And we're not doing 20 because I only chose the ones that I liked out of their list. Is that okay with you?
Have I ever been like that's not okay with me?
No, honestly, even if you said it wasn't okay with you, we would just do what I came up with anyway because I did all the prep work.
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. So, best pick and roll finisher in college basketball next season. Oh, before we do this, let's count up the categories. How many do you think we'll get right together?
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right?
We have 12 categories. So I think our goal should be to get what, 6 out of 12 right? Would that feel good? It feels a little
Yeah,
low. 7 out of 12?
I thought six felt high.
Let's go for 6. 6 out of 12 would be a win
Okay.
for us.
Okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Best pick and roll finisher in college basketball. Who is it?
This is the one I struggled with the most. I will say that. I put Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Okay. I feel like you're going to say that for every single category, and it's a hilarious bit if
No,
you.
I promise this one was actually the one I struggled with the most.
Okay. I went Jahni Broome. I went
That's a
Jahni
good
Broome.
one. That's a good
Yeah.
one.
I just wanted like a lob threat, bouncy guy. Kalk is a lob threat, but to me, Broome could like pop it. He could roll it. He has mid stuff too.
I also would have, I actually would have went with Broome. I like that pick by you because he's also a pretty good, like, short roll passer as well. He's pretty dynamic in that pick. And that was a good pick by you.
Okay, so I guess I'm up 1-0 and we don't have a collab here.
Yeah.
Best post scorer. This one might have been the easiest one for me.
Hunter Dickinson.
Hunter Dickinson. No
Yeah.
question. Yeah. Can we define Hunter Dickinson as a three-level post scorer? Or is the
Yes.
post just one level?
No. Post is one level, unfortunately, as much as I want to make it.
But he's versatile because he has like shooting. He has the actual hook shots. He actually did develop a right hand, even if you don't want to admit it.
Yeah, he does. Like, I think that at his size and with his touch, he's one of the best post score finishers in the country. Like, he, He doesn't get enough credit, I think, for the soft touch that he has. I actually considered him for pick and roll finisher, to be honest with you, because I think he's pretty good at doing the same things that we just talked about Jani Broome does.
I'm warning everybody right now. I've seen Hunter Dickinson when he has the perfect pieces around him. This Kansas team has the perfect pieces around him. I know what it looks like. It's devastating. To if you want Hunter Dickinson to fail, it's devastating. He's going to be really, really good. Best pick and roll playmaker, would you go with?
I went with Braden Smith.
Do you think of any other names for this one or no?
I did think of some other guards in this spot, but I went with Braden Smith. I think that Braden Smith is just, I think he's a special passer.
There are a lot of good passers in the country this year. And that's why I went with Braden Smith as well. I think he is the best. I was trying to milk that like I wasn't going to do that, but come on. We were both going to do Braden there. Okay, so we're 2 for 3 right now. I feel pretty good. Best ball handler? I feel like this one's going to go opposite.
I had Mark Sears as the best ball handler.
Ooh.
I think that Mark Sears, he has like the, I think one being him being a lefty too helps with it, but like him just like he, I think he has the ball on a string. Honorable mention, Doug McDaniel for this pick, but I went with Mark Sears as the best ball handler.
I would have liked your Doug answer better. I don't view this as Mark Sears' game at all. I went DeJuan Harris, and I don't like that that's my answer, but I feel like he keeps that thing on a string.
Don't you wish he didn't keep it on a string?
Yeah, but he keeps that thing on a string, and that's my second Kansas player in 4 categories thus far. Best pull-up shooter.
I went with RJ Davis as the best pull-up shooter.
Ooh! I kind of regretting not putting RJ Davis now. I went with a guy who was more efficient than RJ Davis, though. I went Mark Sears.
I see. I went back and forth on that. That's a good pick for Mark Sears, but I saw RJ Davis do a little bit more like mid-range stuff and like actual pull. Like, I know Mark Sears did do that. I'm not going against that pick, but I would argue that RJ Davis did a little bit more like pull-up mid-range, and that's kind of what I think when I think of pull-up shooters.
I think Sears versus Davis for best pull-up shooter is like the most competitive category here. It's got to be like one of those two guys, and you're just debating, and either one's a good answer. Best spot-up shooter. We kind of need to get one right here.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, we're gonna mismatch these, I think, because there's another shooting category coming up. Let's do yours, best movement shooter first.
I had Walter Clayton.
Okay. So I best spot up shooter, I did Alex Caravan.
Oh, Bryant.
Just pure catch and shoot spot up, I did Caravan. And then best movement shooter, I did Kobe Brea. Because I
Oh,
do
damn it.
Brea ran off a lot of stuff, I feel like, at Dayton last year.
Yeah, he did, but best spot up shooter in the country is really Caravan.
I really think so. He was so good last year.
Hey, what? Damn it! I thought that was gonna be I marked that one as like one we were gonna get
I know.
more.
Me too. That's a big loss. Now we got to
Yeah, we're.
scramble. We need 4 of these final 5 to be correct. Best offensive rebounder.
I had Umar Ballo.
Hey, that's a big win. We weren't supposed to get that one, but I have Umar Ballo as well. I looked up the numbers on Ballo. Crazy offensive rebounding production for him
Yeah,
last year.
and like with his size, like there's just not many that can match him. He's always down low because he's not a guy that stretches the floor. So like he finds himself in a spot to be massive on the offensive glass.
And also, Indiana's going to miss so many shots.
Oh, so many shots.
Best leaper slash dunker.
So I went back and forth on this one. I
It's
originally
hard.
had AJ Store. I did not put AJ Store though. I put Dylan Mitchell.
I originally had AJ Store. I did not put AJ Store, though, because I put the best dunker in college basketball. I put Cohen Carr.
Oh no.
Cohen, like it's non-negotiable to me. This could be best dunker on the planet. This could be best dunker in the NBA, and
Oh
Cohen Carr is the answer.
no. Oh, damn it.
That's your
Okay.
guy.
I know. I know.
I had that one locked as there was no way we got that wrong. All
I'm sorry, man. That's on me.
right, all right. So we have 3 categories left. We got to get all three. You know what? I'm gonna work from the bottom up and see if we can convince ourselves to have this happen.
There's just no,
Best unicorn potential.
there's just no chance. Best unicorn potential. I might have been missing some players. I really couldn't think of one. I put Cooper Flagg.
It's Cooper Flagg. Yeah,
Okay.
it's Cooper Flagg. Okay,
All
that's
right.
a good. There's only one guy in the sport who could be like a unicorn. It's Cooper Flagg
Okay.
for sure.
Did you
Okay,
consider
so,
Ace Bailey at all?
no,
Okay.
no. So we have four. We have two categories left to hit our goal. Best shot blocker.
Cliff.
Oh no.
What'd you put?
I put a guy you already named, and I don't think you did anybody for two categories. But like to me,
You put
this was
caulk?
yeah, no brainer, Calk.
No brainer.
No brainer, Calk.
Cliff led the country in shot blocks, didn't he?
I don't know, did he?
I can't. I thought this was a for sure we were both gonna get it.
Oh, to me, I thought Calk was like definitely the best rim protector.
Watching him get served by Josh Aduro just always just left an awful taste in my mouth.
I almost put Daniel Jacobson.
Oh my God. All right. Well, how many did we get? We got four, right?
There's one category left, but hold on. I want to compare Calk's blocks per game to Cliff's. Calk blocked 3.1 blocks a game last year. Do you think Cliff is over or under that number?
Ooh, he might be under.
Cliff was 2.9. Calk was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the final category is best defensive playmaker. This one's impossible, I feel like, but
I put Rylan Griffin.
really?
Yeah.
Is he like an impact defender like that?
I couldn't think of anybody. That's the only reason I put him. And the streets tell me that he's a defensive playmaker.
Wow. Okay. I was
Honestly,
very confused.
DeJuan Harris might have been a good pick for this one that you hit earlier.
I thought about DeJuan. I went with a different Big 12 point guard, Tamon Lipsey, who
Oh, that's a good one.
he's a pest. He's a
Damn.
pest.
Okay,
Great steal guy.
you hit correctly on that one. I should have went with that.
I'm frustrated with myself. Kadari Richmond wasn't named anywhere. I thought about him for best defensive playmaker. I thought about him for best pick and roll guy. But feels like maybe one of the top five players in the sport wasn't even on my list. It's tough.
Yeah. Damn it. I
Four for
wanted to do
12.
better.
We
I wanted to
were
do better on that.
ambitious with trying to get 6 out of 10. But there you have it. There's the best skill sets for college basketball. Second category today. I haven't told you what this one is, and we've kind of flirted with this conversation a little bit. But now that Dan Hurley is back at UConn, we can officially have the formal discussion about who belongs where here. We're going to go back to one of our favorite games. Start, bench, or cut. The three best teams in the country next season. Kansas, Alabama, and UConn. You have to start one, you have to bench one, you have to cut one. You can define whatever that means. Like, if you want to answer this question based on what you think will happen in March or what you think will happen in the regular season, do it however you want to do it. What I am looking for is just an ultimate, who do you believe in the most and who do you believe in the least? Who do you start? Who do you bench? Who do you cut? Kansas, Alabama, UConn.
This is like a Thanksgiving exercise, and I got to start, bench, or cut mac and cheese, yams, and stuffing. Good Lord. That doesn't really go with the exercise comment I made earlier in the segment. All right. Out of respect for the game of college basketball and where it is, I got to start UConn. I got to start the back-to-back champions.
Okay. Does that mean you believe that UConn will be the best team next season? Okay.
No. No.
It's just
No.
a purely respect play.
I got purely respect. I have to start the back-to-back national champions with Dan Hurley at the helm. I have
Okay.
to.
Okay. I want you to go through all the way through your answer, then I'll go second.
I'm going to bench Kansas. I'm going to bench Kansas. I think Kansas is great. Obviously, I love what they brought in. Bill Self's incredible,
I
but
feel like
because
I'm
they're
getting
not,
broken up with right now. Like, this is how you like broke up with girls. Like,
because it, nah, I faked illnesses, but yeah, I just now you got me thinking. Yeah, I mean it's not Kansas, it's me. No, but I think that Bill Self, obviously, on a revenge tour, I don't think is getting noted enough for me. Like we talk about how Dan Hurley has like this other switch. Bill Self has not been messing around. Like, and he made it very well known that last year was not acceptable and won't happen again. And then went out and loaded up and made sure it's not going to happen again. And he has Hunter Dickinson. He has AJ Store, Griffin, Mayo, Adams. Team's loaded, right? They got all types of pieces. I really like them. And who I'm cutting, unfortunately, it's Alabama. Greg, what is one thing that you always say that we shouldn't fall victim to sometimes with college basketball teams and when we're projecting what they'll be the next season?
What happened last season? March
Right. More
results. March results.
specifically, a March result, right?
Yeah.
And I wish I would have kept some of the actual stats that you had that back this up, but I remember it very vividly. Like this Bama team, they weren't beating anybody away from home. They couldn't beat anybody away from home. They hadn't beat many 10-pom top 50 teams, right? They honestly kind of at certain points of the season kind of underwhelmed and kind of limped in. And yes, they had the number one offense, but they weren't able to get stops, right? They weren't able to make things happen. And you know, obviously they make the run to the Final Four. Mark Sears is special. They get all these transfers back. I'm sorry, they get all the transfers in. They get Sears back. They get Nelson back. Oates is great. Oates is the worst coach out of the three that you just said, and that's no indictment to him. But like in the order of coaches, Hurley and Self are above Oates. I love what he's done. That's a lot of mouths to feed. That's a lot of talent. I just think that, you know, for the reasons that people are down on Kansas, they should somewhat be down that it could happen with Bama as well, because I don't think you can acknowledge the March results and what they did and what they have coming back, while also like remembering kind of what they were before the tournament. They were really, really good, don't get me wrong, but it was also a team that I think only had beat like one top 50 KenPom team away from home or something like that. Like that was an actual stat. So I hate this exercise because I love Bama and I had Bama at number one, I think, in my preseason poll, but that would be the team that I cut.
So the team you have number one is the team you believe in the least. Why
Is
are they
it
number one in your poll if you're going to cut them here?
because I think their ceiling is high.
You think their ceiling is the highest out of everyone?
Yes.
Ugh. Okay.
I think given the roster and basically top to bottom, 1 to 14, 1 to 13, that roster ceiling is higher than the other two.
Okay. I have
But the
many
other two have
questions.
Hurley and Self, and the other two might have, and no, the other two have lower floors,
Got it. Okay.
higher floors, sorry.
I have many questions on your methodology here, but I'll move on for the most part. Okay. My answer is close to yours, but it's not the same as yours. I am going to cut Alabama. I am going to start Kansas, and I am going to bench UConn. I believe.
Bulletin board material, bench by sleepers.
I believe that Kansas is just unquestionably the best team for next season. I haven't been pushed off my pivot on that. I just haven't. Like, I think their roster since they got AJ Store and Rylan Griffin has been that far ahead of everybody else. And the thing with UConn is that they belong in the projection of the top tier because of Hurley and Hurley alone. Even no, like Hurley could have five random guys and we would put them there. Their roster's better than that. Like there's still a lot of talent on the team. But the Hurley mystique, I think, loses a little bit of luster when you're actually comparing them 1v1 with Kansas because Bill Self belongs in Hurley's coaching tier too, right? Like even if we're calling Hurley the baddest dude in college basketball right now, Bill Self's not far behind. Like those guys are similar caliber coaches. They both have won national titles in the 2020s. Like Bill Self's done it long before. Bill Self's had the best offseason of anyone. If Bill Self calls a recruit that Dan Hurley's after, he's the only guy in the country right now where that name rings as much as Dan Hurley does. So like if the argument for UConn being one is just out of respect for Hurley, what happened to respect for Bill Self? Because this is still the same guy, and he's on a revenge tour, and he has the best roster in college basketball. If you gave Dan Hurley Kansas's roster, you would say they're no question number one. But
You think,
it's Kansas's roster.
well, see, the only point I push back on, I think Alabama's roster
I don't.
is better.
I don't. I think Alabama's roster is very good. Very good. Probably to me, the second best roster. But if we are going like person by person, I'm taking the Kansas guys more often than not. I'm taking the team who just took a starter from the other team. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay, man. That's a pretty good point.
It's a good point. You have to cut Bama though, because with all due respect to Nate Oates, even if you believe the Alabama roster is that high, which you do, like I think it's telling we both cut them. It's like, yeah, let's see it again, you know?
I'd like to. I'd
Let's
like to
see it
see it.
again. All right. Do you care enough to try and talk me into UConn over Kansas?
Bill Self, those transfers, Hunter Dickinson. Actually, no.
You're like, no, not at
Yeah,
all.
no, not at all, actually.
I am really excited that we have a season upcoming where there's like a 1A, 1B, 1C, though. I think this is going to be a really, really fun season. Final exercise today is the top 10 players in college basketball for next season.
Is it a day of exercise?
A lot of exercises
A lot of
today.
exercise.
A lot of exercises today. I asked you to make a list on your own of the 10 players you think will be the best 10 players in college basketball next season. I asked myself to make a list of the top 10 players I think will be the best 10 players in college basketball next season. We have not compared notes on this. First off, what was your methodology for this, Carter? How did you approach this?
One, I'd have to want them on my team. That's the very first indicator. You might be a dog, but if I don't want you on my team, then you can't be on my list. And two, actually, that was pretty much the only one I got, and then I just picked guys that are really good.
All right, that's about what I did. There's only one player that I had that thought exercise with, and I'm assuming you might have done the same thought exercise. I tried to stack rank these of like literally in order of if I was just picking from a lineup of who do I want on my roster. If you're ahead of the other guy, it's because I would pick that player ahead of where I would pick you on who I'm wanting to build a roster around. So, okay, how many of these 10 do you think are on each other's list?
Three.
That's crazy. That's so low.
Should we start by saying this though? How many UConn players do you have?
I'm not going to reveal that yet.
Okay. I know you got one.
I got one.
I know you do.
How many do you
Just wonder
have?
where he's at.
How many do you have?
It's for me to know and for you to find out.
I think you have zero. All right. Let's get it. First player at the top of the list. By the way, my goal is to have seven of the same players as you here. 7 out of 10.
Lofty goals.
Who's the number one player in college basketball next season?
Hunter Dickinson.
Whoa! Number one.
Number one.
Wow. I think he could be the national player of the year, but even I wouldn't put him one on like the first name I want on my team.
I think that one, I need to take a stand because obviously it's always going to be a guards game. But let's not disrespect what Hunter does and what Hunter is the most dominant post player outside of Zach Edey in the country. And now Zach Edey's gone. So, like, he's going to be incredible. Kansas is going to be really good. Like you said, what's Hunter's best form is when you put pieces around him, right? Pieces are
Yes.
around him. He's going to put up crazy stats this season.
Are you saying Hunter Dickinson's the new Zach Edey?
I'm saying Hunter Dickinson is really, really good.
All right, my number one is Mark Sears. My number one is Mark Sears. Let's just work down the list. I feel like Sears is coming up for you.
Yeah, number two is Mark Sears for me.
Okay. Number two is RJ Davis for me.
Arda Davis is my third.
Hunter Dickinson is my third. So our
Okay,
top three are
so
the
all right.
same. We just wiggled them around.
Three for
Yeah.
three.
Good
Okay.
for us. According to you, that's all we're going to get the same here. Who's number
Yeah.
four on your list?
Yeah, it might be. Number four is Caleb Love.
So your whole monologue about who you want on your team, you have to actually want them on your team.
Yeah,
Wasn't a
Caleb Love
Caleb
is
Love shot.
he's a killer.
He's
He's a
not a
killer,
killer. He
man.
kills his own people.
He's
He's
a
like
killer.
the military guys who like shot their own soldiers.
Do not call Caleb Love Coney. Come on.
I want to make it unequivocally clear. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. He's not on my list. Yuck. Talk me into that.
I mean, He's going to be one of the 10 best players in the country, Greg, whether you want to admit it or not.
He might not be. Are we sure he's going to be one of the top 10 players in the Big 12?
Yes.
This ain't Oregon State on a Thursday night anymore.
Hey, Jordan Pope ain't walking through that door. Actually, he is now.
Jordan Pope might be better than Caleb Love next year, if I'm being completely honest
Oh.
about it. All right. My fourth is Kadari Richmond.
I blew it.
You keep forgetting that Kadari Richmond exists.
I do. I do. And I think it's because he's at St. John's and I have his Patino blocker on and I need to stop doing that. I do that. I do forget Kadari every episode.
Yeah, you're just like tuning out Rick Pitino constantly. It's interesting.
Should I
Yeah,
stop that?
probably. I think there's a
Okay.
chance Kadari is the best player in the country next year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Five, I had Jahni Broome.
I had Jahni Broome at five.
Okay, nice. There we go. There's
Good
four.
on us.
Good on us.
Yeah, okay.
Six, I had Braden Smith.
Six, I had Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Kalk is my seventh.
Okay. My seventh is Cooper Flagg. So
Wow.
you're the just for a moment, Cart. You're building a team next season. You want Braden Smith over Cooper Flagg. Like you're a Michigan State fan. Michigan State could either have Braden Smith or Cooper Flagg next year. Which one do you want?
Cooper Flag.
I landed on Cooper Flagg too.
That's a good one. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made.
I love Braden though.
This is about to get nasty. Roll up your bridges for these last three, Gregory.
Oh no.
Who do you have at eight?
I have Cam Jones at eight.
I have Cam Jones at eight.
Hey! That's
Okay,
not now. He just showed me the
you didn't
list.
see it. You
Did
didn't
I
see
see
it.
Jalen Tyson on there?
He's not even in college basketball anymore.
That's why I was confused. All
No,
right.
he's not on there. Cam Jones is my eight.
Cam Jones is my eighth. My ninth was Braden Smith. So who's your ninth?
Walter Clayton.
Yeah, that's not that nasty. It's not that nasty. I think I'm still anti-Golden, so I gotta see it again.
So like for you, it's Clayton and Golden. For me, it's Kadari and Patino. And
Yeah.
we gotta stop.
We have to get over that, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we?
Number 10. You notice we've gotten to 10 and I haven't named a UConn player.
Aiden Mahaney for you.
No.
I said my 10 was Dylan Harper.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doubling down on my Dylan Harper is going to be incredible.
Like really high on Rutgers then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My 10th is the greatest winner in college basketball, maybe in college basketball history.
Alex Karaban?
My 10th is Alex Karrabian.
Wow, no Mahaney.
I'm putting the winner on the list. That's
You
what I'm
said
doing.
Mahaney, this is not Gregory. You're not standing on business. You said Mahaney's the best guard in the country.
If this was the top 15 players in college basketball, Mahaney would be 11 through 15 for me. He would be
11 through 15.
one of those spots. He would be there.
Okay.
You have to respect what the same way we did Hurley, UConn, and the other exercise. Like you have to respect Caravan, and Caravan might be the number one option on this team, and that might look completely different.
That's very true. I mean, you can't argue with putting a back-to-back national champion on the list, a guy who does so much and is the best four man in the country, probably.
Winner, winner, winner,
Yeah.
winner, winner, winner. Yep, has to be on the list. Okay, that was fun. I think we'll probably make that into a graphic. I enjoyed that exercise. How many we get? So we had Braden, Cam. You didn't have Cooper?
Did not have Cooper,
But
no.
you had Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
You think Dylan Harper's going to be better than Cooper Flagg?
Yeah.
So we had
No.
Braden Smith, Cam Jones, Kalk, Jahni Broome, Dickinson, Davis, Sears. That's 7 out of 10.
We did. Let's go. Good on us.
Congratulations to us. We just smashed that exercise. One big thing presented by us. What do you got?
My one big thing is I got a problem, Greg. And it's a problem that I know it's a problem, and I don't think I want to solve it. And I want you to treat this as maybe somewhat of an intervention and let me know if it's a problem that needs to be changed, or can I just continue going on the way I'm going on? Are you prepared?
I don't know. We can give it a try.
I got an issue with robbing people, Greg. I got an issue with stealing. But it's nothing major, nothing like, social security numbers or anything like that. I have an issue with stealing pens. If I see a pen I like, I'm gonna take it. If I'm at a restaurant or something, I'm signed a check last night at dinner, just took the pen. It was such a nice pen. Like I had to take it. So I took it with me.
Let's see the pen. Like, give me a quick breakdown,
I
Scott.
mean, so it's a Bic pen, right? Got like good grip, no homo, right here. That, good for, writing. It writes extremely smooth, like just on a piece of paper, like it just glides, absolutely glides across the paper. It's blue too, and I feel like blue pens are a little bit underrated. You don't really see good blue pens. It's always black pens. Shout out to my people. But it's a great pen. I just had to have it.
The pen looks a little underwhelming. That's my only problem.
Really? You don't think?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, are you getting a good look at it here?
First off, I hate pens with caps like that. I hate that. I want a click pen. I don't want a cap. I don't want to have to worry about losing the cap. The ink dries. That's not good. What do you do with the cap when you pull the cap off?
Just,
Yeah, now you're gonna lose the cap. Now the
no, it's right
ink's gonna
here.
dry. Now the pen's pointless.
You say you're running from the ground.
I'm not running from the grind. I just the way you're talking about that pen makes me think that pen's special. There's a lot of pens that can do what that pen can do.
This is okay. The thing is, though, in upper echelon of like pen status, a click pen's like a, yeah, that's a broke people pen. If you're making a money deal, like you're doing something big time, you're like, shh, I'm gonna sign that contract, kakush, you know what I'm saying? Sign on the dotted line, do, wire that to this Chase bank account, die, dot it, cap it.
Yeah, if you're signing a big business move like that with a blue pen, you're cooked.
It's kind of mixed what we did get to What's your one big thing?
My one big thing is that I would really like to see you with a mustache.
You don't.
Like I would like next sleeper's bet that we make, I think I want you to have to shave all this and it's just a mustache.
I try to grow it. I hate my mu it like grows so dirty. Like it just I look like I don't shower when I have it. You
Yeah.
want that?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna need you not to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's our show for today. Thank you.
We'll see
We'll be
you
back
tomorrow.
tomorrow.
Yep.
All
Yep.
right.